وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this Tuesday morning, the 26th of November, corresponding with the 24th of Jamad al-Ula, 1446. Ya Rabbi, lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihu arrahmati wa masabihu alghurar. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept all your khidmats of deen and may the ummah benefit with the beautiful nasiha and advices rendered every morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses 20, 21, and 22. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Wallahu yaqdi bil haqqa, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will pass the verdict truthfully, justice. And remember, there is no appeal court and constitutional court, that the verdict of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is always correct. There is no iota of doubt in it. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ, and those of you that they are worshipping besides him, this one, that one, this thing, that thing, so لَا يَقْدُونَ بِشَيْءٍ, they will not be able to pass any verdict on any issue. They can't help themselves. How are they going to help you? See all these people who are worshipping the idols. If the bird has his droppings on that idol, What can that idol do? Can it remove that urine or defecating when some bird defecates on it? That feces, can it remove it? No. So how is it going to help you? At least we should be using our common sense. We know that common sense is no more so common, you know. So therefore, each one of us must know that there is only one worthy of worship, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and He will have the final say, and He is one alone and unique. You call Him Allah, you call Him God, you call Him Khuda, you call Him Kulun Kulu, whatever you want to, but we worship Him alone exclusively. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Verily He, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, is all-hearing, all-seeing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Him. His knowledge is all-embracing and, remember, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure from Him and from His knowledge of Jalla Jalaluhu, Almighty Allah. Allah is teaching us a lesson. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why don't they travel on this earth? فَيَنْزُرُوا and see. Today we want to go for holiday here and there, just waste time, waste money, and show off that we're staying in this hotel and eating here and sleeping here and so forth. So that is not the shan and the true condition of a true Muslim. The true Muslim, when he or she travels, they travel for a greater purpose. What should that purpose be? فَيَنْظُرُوا. Then they see and observe. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ. What was the end result, the consequences and results of those nations and generations, كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, that were there before them. See how many kings, how many rulers, how many emperors came with their empires. Where are they today? In those days they had their big, big palaces, afil qusur, and today they are fil qubur. They are thrown to the scraps of history and nobody even bothers about them. Straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So we must have such a legacy that people remember us for the good we did and so forth, not for the tyranny and not for that we had genocide and ethnic cleansing and so forth. And these previous nations and generations, كَانُوهُمْ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Physical strength they had more than them compared to today. In those days a person with his own hands could uproot the whole tree. Today we need one bulldozer, and look at the pyramids. Go to Al-Ula, not for your fun and games, but even if you just Google it and see, and when yanhituna min al-jibali buyuta, that they used to build their homes in the mountains and so forth. So that is what they had, and today with technology and that we can't do so. Wa atharan fil ardi, their remnants and relics are still on the earth, just like I mentioned to you the pyramids. Which country, which government today can build something like the pyramids, a replica? So that are athar, the remnants and the relics on the earth. But because they made the world their aim and objective, we must accumulate more and more, like the Arab rulers today, like the Muslim countries today, especially the prime ministers, president, kings, and the clown princes and so forth. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Hence He, Almighty Allah, seized them, punished them because of their vices. Therefore, me and you must lead, try and lead a sin-free life and a debt-free life. That is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Wonderful dua supplication mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Ma'tham, the places of vices and sins. Why must we go to that person's lecture? Why must we go and eat in those haram places? Why must we go meet the haram person and so forth, boyfriend, girlfriend, mistress? And remember maghram, all these debts. We show off, we got this business and this car and this house, but all belongs to the banks and so forth. And riba, you're waging war with Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't listen and you don't want to abstain and refrain from riba, interest, usury, viad, sood, call it whatever you want to. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِوَاقٍ. And there's none to save them from the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Zalika, this punishment is issued and given to them, and they will be punished forever, sent to Jahannam forever, and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom, because of their kufr and blasphemy, their shirk and idol worship and polytheism, their nifaq and hypocrisy, their lip service only to Islam, and devoid of iman in the inner recesses of their heart. Zalika, this punishment, why? بأنهم كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات. It would come to them, the messengers and the prophets, with clear signs. بالبينات فكفروا. And then they rejected the message and the messenger and the signs. فأخذهم الله. Hence Almighty Allah punished them and seized them. And it behoves Almighty Allah to do so. إنه قوي شديد الإقاب. إِنَّهُ verily he almighty Allah قَوِيٌّ is almighty and قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ and his punishment is very very severe. اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْنَا اللَّهُمَّ اجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. May almighty Allah save and protect us. Allah save us from Jahannam and the hellfire. When a person enters Jannah and paradise, then it is فَضْلًا وَرَحْمَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And when a person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, then remember it is adalam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So that is the unanimous belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. And Gaza genocide today, Tuesday, is day number 417. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 5 jutlas dead and dispatched to Jahannam in various parts of the world. We say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The schools are closed today there in northern Israel because Hezbollah is teaching them a great lesson, punishing them. They kuffar, the Shias, but we support them. Anybody causes harm to the American interests and the Israeli interests, we will support them, even if they are atheists and non-Muslims. Hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din بالرجل الفاجر. Verily Allah Jalla wa'ala will assist this deen and religion of Islam even through non-Muslims occasionally. Israel and Hezbollah are on the verge of a ceasefire, so say genocide Biden, and so say the Hitler of Europe Macron, and there will be a 60-day, remember, ceasefire. Do you know why? Because Hezbollah is hitting the hell out of Israel, and Israel are cowards. They just come from the aerial bombardment, murder, kill innocent babies, children, men and women. Therefore, not only Galant and Bibi Netanyahu are war criminals and charged and indicted. Their whole cabinet are haramis. Remember that. Bunch of terrorists, the biggest terrorists today are America and Israel, and then comes India and so forth. Rain has started there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, the winter months, and you know it gets very, very cold. So may Almighty Allah ease their plight, alleviate their difficulties there in Gaza and Palestine. Allahumma arhamhum, Allahumma akrimhum, Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim ya arhamar rahimin. You assist them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. to their dad, ambassador of Palestine, Palestinian Authority there in United Nations, Riyad Mansour, gave a good message at least to the people and the countries of the world. He said, you either defend the international law and charge Israel for genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and say they are war criminals, or you defend the genocide. A direct message to America and its cronies. America has become a rogue superpower because 14 countries voted against Israel and they said there must be a ceasefire. But America said no, so they think that they are superpower. So we call them the America has become the rogue superpower, the axis of evil, remember that. And now they're thinking about waging a war against Russia, China, Iran. Please come and see what they will do with you. They'll give you such a thrashing, you can't even defeat Taliban, you can't even defeat Hamas, and these are our Sunni countries and so forth. What will happen when you take on Russia, China, Iran and all these people? The ICC warrant arrest of Bibi is an indictment of the West and against Gallant and so forth, so 100%. Iran says the death penalty is the correct law against the Israeli leaders, so they should be hanged, they should be executed and punished in that manner. We echo that sentiments. Israel sanctions its oldest newspaper. We made the Haaretz newspaper so famous. Before I sleep, I must read the Haaretz, you know that? So that's the last job I do, to see what's breaking the news, breaking news and so forth. And now they have sanctioned it. No adverts in it and so forth. Why? The truth always hurts Israel. They say the Haaretz newspaper and their articles are hurting the state. It's not hurting the state, they're exposing the state and the corruption and the apartheid there. Imran Khan supporters are marching in various cities and countries in the world, and he is the true leader, whether you like it or not. The Maulanas who are there in the parliament and in the other parts of the government, and the leaders there, the Sharif Party and the Bhutto Party, all corrupted to the core. They have destroyed Pakistan Hukumat, Choroki Hukumat, a government of thugs and corrupted people. That is what's happening in Pakistan. Sad state of affairs. Charges against Trump are dropped now. 79 to 80 million people voted for him, and he is the president-elect. 20th of January, it will be President Donald Trump times two, his second term. But already the people are saying, his own members of the Republican Party, some of them said, he's a moron, he's an idiot, and now he has chosen his cabinet. They say it looks like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and so forth. So that is what he did. He's humiliated, disgraced throughout the world. And remember, he has to go for rifle repairs, the harami. Can't remember what dumny woman he slept. Russia would love. Today is day 1006 since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia prosecutes the person who burned the Quran Sharif for 14 years. Well done to Putin and his judges. You burn the Quran, then Russia puts you away. And other countries, they will say freedom of speech and so forth. But when you speak against them, then they want to charge you and so forth. The Pope woke up from his slumber after 13 months and more. The Pope slams the invaders. He slammed the Russians. Why did you invade Ukraine? He slams Israel. Why do you invade, remember, the Gaza and the Palestinian territories, and you want to steal more and occupy more and so forth and so on? So remember, these are the squatters. These are the settlers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Listen to this one here. It has some interesting reading. C.R. Cyril Ramaphosa sends a letter to MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, the Harami, and Mackenzie Clayton. Clayton Mackenzie is already there in Saudi Arabia. You know when our guys go there to Saudi, you know how they go? Cap in hand, nigalomali, give something, man, come on, you know we're on the same side and so forth. And these are the preparation for next year, 2025, G20. So God, Africa will be the first African country to host the G20. So now they just go one sweetener. We will give you this, give you that, but you have to give us that. You know how it works. And that they will say, what a coup he pulled off. You must remember that. We're going to have Formula One racing and so forth. So that's what they do. Who's interested in service delivery, water supply, electricity supply, and potholes all falling apart as long as they can fill their pockets? That is the name of the ANC. 1 million people in Britain demand a new election. They say, you, the Conservatives, you are hopeless, useless. The mandate we gave you, you are now going directly opposite of that. So therefore, and remember, they say it was a landslide victory, but only 35-37% of the population voted, less than 40%. So that is your Western democracy. It is democracy, the satanic system, and so forth. In India, things are exploding because of the BJP, Modi, and his terrorists and mob with the Hindutva. Kill the Muslim, harm the Muslims. So 4 Muslims killed already in Sambal, and that is Sambal, Bhal, and that is in UP, Uttar Pradesh. And remember, there's a masjid mosque there, 500 years old. So now these Hindus want to say, no, this was a temple and not a mosque. So that's the ploy they use. And then they will say that now, masjid ko girado, then demolish the mosque and so forth. So remember that every mosque you destroy, Almighty Allah states in Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. In this worldly life, there will be disgrace, humiliation. In the year after, a grievous and horrible, terrible punishment. Just like our so-called Maulvis and scholars, for dollars they are, so who went to court and said, close the mosque and so forth. Unprecedented in human history, that stain will remain till they freck and they die. Remember that. That is the truth. So that is, you can never remove it. 16 missing in Egypt. Remember that there was an accident in the seas, the high seas of the Red Sea. And 16 people are missing. Now they assume, presume, drowned and what have you. Allah knows best. South Africa, 50,000 sexual offenses in 1 year, the last year. So what do you expect? You allowed everything. You allowed Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. You glorified it. And now the girls are getting pregnant in school, 10 years old, 11 years old, giving birth. The rape is increasing everywhere. Sexual offenses. You waste your time with your 16 days campaign. And the Maulvis who echo that, wasting time. They just want to curry favor with the ANC and so forth. Zuma says he wants to unite the blacks of South Africa, and then he will take over the ANC and once again become President Zuma of the ANC and country. Zuma is a master chess player, and he knows he has dented the image of the ANC, the DA, EFF, and all political players in South Africa. The people love him, whether me and you like him or not. Burkab is being exploited. Burkab, for those of you who don't know, 200 years before our democracy, 1794, Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah and his team built the masjid there. Allah grant Sarki Fandikab, she's a Muslimah, she donated the first land in South Africa for a masjid. So the DA is exploiting it. Tourists are told to go there, flock there, and now more and more tourists are coming. Because why? They want to change the demographics of that place, and it has great Muslim history, and now they want to make clubs there and alcohol and bars and all these type of things. So shame on the enemies of Islam and Muslims. The Muslims are getting fed up there. Thunderstorms expected in some parts of South Africa today. So remember, if you want to party and have a gala party with Zuma, And then that is 15th of December, 16th of December. If you sit far from Zuma, you pay 5,000 rand. You sit on the same table with Zuma, Jacob Zuma, you pay 2 million rand. How's that? 5,000, the cheapest. 2 million, the maximum. And that is obviously chanda. You see, collecting money. That's the job of the politicians. So somehow, they will want from 5,000 to 2 million. Matric paper, there's an error and mistake. When can you get your matric right? Either the questions leak out before time, either you make errors and mistakes and so forth. Good for nothing, man. Incompetent. I haven't seen anybody so hopeless, useless, like the ANC. In every department, you'll just make a mess. You must remember that. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. This is the barakah and wasila of Mustafa Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My brother, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidhullah, he suggested all this in 2015, December 2015, and we're coming to 2024, December. Now, so today, inshallah, this morning you will receive the nasiha 3300, the 25th November of Jumad al-Ula. So that another milestone. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala, accept it on our behalf. We are sinners, we are transgressors. Today's program, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Musa Lahir will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah. 11 to 12, Bliss of Mary. And insha'Allahul Aziz, that 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and 8 to 9 will be tasawuf and speaking about how to purify and cleanse our souls by Mawlana Musa Lahir. Jazakallahu khairan to Mawlana Salim Kareem, Mawlana Musa Lahir, and all members of the team. Gee, Mawlana, we have 18 minutes or so. Let's fire up insha'Allah with the Q&A.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muktisab, is it permissible to have a headstone on the marhum's male's grave and borders around the grave?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are Muslims. When we visit the graveyard, what does the Quran Kareem state? Alhaakumut takasur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Today people just want to gather more and more assets, more properties, more name and fame and so forth. And then what will happen? Then you visit the graveyard. What did you take with you? Absolutely nothing. We came without anything and we go back without anything. So that is the lesson. Go open chapter 102 of the Noble Quran. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah fazuruha. You the man, go visit the cemetery and graveyard. Fa innaha tuzakkirul akhirah. It will remind you of the year after. So to go and decorate and beautify our graveyard, all that haram, tombstone haram, and it is imitating, mimicking the kuffar, non-Muslim culture. So many thousands you spend on that tombstone. Rather take that money and go feed the poor. Send it to Palestine, Syria, Libya, Burma, wherever the Muslims and people are oppressed and so forth. Absolutely haram and not permissible. People squander their wealth. Chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. People who squander their wealth, their time, their energy, they are brothers and sisters of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer. To Lucifer, chapter 17, verse 27, in the 15 Supara, 15 Jews.
Muftisab, you say that when you read the Tahajjud, you got to read your witr first. I read my witr at Isha time. Don't know if I heard right. Please explain. Jazakallah.
You heard wrong, my brother. Selective amnesia. Let me give you three scenarios. You want to read Tahajjud Salat, so you read your first Salat Isha, then your two Sunnat Muakkada. Then make intention of Tahajjud after that, 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, and then you read your Witr, and you end your Salat with Witr. That is the authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif and Mustadi Ahmad Ahmad and various compilations, Ij'alu akhira salatikum billayli witra. Make your witr salat the last salat. But alhamdulillah, you read your witr already, and now 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you woke up, you say that this is a golden opportunity, let me read now with tahajjud salat. So now you read, but you already read your witr, so before you slept. So in a case like that, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, and then you don't repeat the witr hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, la witrani fi laylatin. You can't read witr salat twice in one night, unless one is ada and one is qada. So that's a different issue. But you can't read 2 witr in the same night and both are ada for that same night. That's not permissible. Mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So the best is, if you are sure you will wake up every morning, early morning, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you read 2, 4, 6, 8, the rakat, the hajjud, and then you read the witr salat. So that was the adat mubarakah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when fajr time would enter, the Master alayhi salatu salam would perform the 2 rakat sunnat muakkada, sunnat ratiba, as the Shafi'is call it, and that is after fajr time enters. The 2 rakat nafil after witr, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read it ahyanan, only few times in his life, in his hayat mubarakah. Why? Libayan il jawaz, to show us it is permissible. But the real sunnah is, we conclude the night prayer with the witr salat, and before the witr, we read the tahajjud.
Mufti sahab, what is talbina and is it sunnah?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that it is very good when your people pass away and so forth and so on, then it removes that sadness and grief and so forth. Therefore, you will find Imam Bukhari rahimahullah brought a whole bab on this and so forth, to remove the sadness, the grief and so forth. You know, in our Indian community, our Mehman community and so forth, sometimes you will find that when there's a mayyid, mort mayyid, somebody passed away. Yesterday during the Q&A, we received a message that Imran Venker and his daughter Sarah Venker passed away, tragic accident, and Allah grant father and daughter Jannatul Firdaus Al A'la, Allah grant the Venker family there in Marisburg. That's how the message I received. So that was the message that came through last night. I made contact with the person who sent it to me. Anyway, that they said that is correct what they announced, but we say Allah grant them, the bereaved family, Sabre Jamil as well. So now they are heartbroken. So then give kheer. You know kheer? So you give some milk and so forth and mix it a little bit, you see, with honey and what have you. So that is very, very good. So that is talbina, laban and so forth. So that's good, especially on occasions of sadness and so forth. Yes, that is the asal of it mentioned in Bukhari Sharif.
Mufti sahab, a very concerned father with regard to a newborn baby. Is it in accordance to Islam to apply a baby knife, black beads, light loban on the baby and turn salt to prevent nazar?
Remember, in Islam, for protection for our flowers, for our babies and so forth, you must read the quls. Read kul wallahu ahad, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, read Surah Fatiha, read Ayatul Kursi, chapter 2, verse 255, AK 255, Ayatul Kursi. So all this year, you see, we Indians, we came from where? We came from Lailpur, Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolwatpur, Dabelpur, Purpur, Sahar, and all this year, Chakmalpur, Mirzapur. So now we brought lot of Puri, Puri, Yewas, all Lal Kitab stories. All this, what you mentioned, Maulana and that person asked, is all Hindu customs. It is all alien to Islam and Muslims, and got nothing to do with Islam. that you pre-put a knife under the pillow and what have you, and you put black beads and all that, all this haram in Islam and got nothing to do with Islam. Remember, these are foreign and alien customs. Sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun ay mardudun. When you bring new things and innovations in our Islam, then those things here are all rejected, so hence not permissible.
Mufti Saab, if a prospective spouse is living far, is it permissible for the parents to decline based on the distance?
Remember that if you feel that now this person, the shooter came and is from overseas and so forth, you won't be able to see your daughter won't be able to see you, and sometime there will be problems in the marriage, or she falls sick, and then for her to travel without a husband, without a mahram, big issues. So in that case, yes, it will be considered valid excuse. But if you are in South Africa, you are in Johannesburg, and now the proposal comes from Durban or Cape Town or Port Elizabeth, where you have to travel by car 5, 6, 7 hours, 10, 12, 15 hours, so then you decline it. So that is not a valid excuse, actually, because you are in the same country, so there are different easy ways. You don't even need passport or all these type of things to travel and that. So in a case like that, for both parties, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave advice. You, the shooter, the male and the family, so what do you, must you take into consideration? Sahih authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, Tunkahul Mar'a li Arba'in, people get married to the lady for one of four reasons. Limaliha, very, very rich. You are born poor, you can't help it. You marry poor, then they tell you it's your fault, you see. So people are inclined towards the account and the money and the assets of Shia, the lady and her family. Limaliha, wali jamaliha, and she's a paragon of beauty. You just see her, and the old man also shakes his head. Wow, wow. How beautiful and attractive she is. She's gorgeous. You see that? Limaliha, wali jamaliha, wali hasabiha. And you're a non-entity. Nobody knows you. So let me marry in the who's who in the zoo. You see that? So let me get married in the higher, you must remember, the elite and in the greatest strata of society. So I also will become famous. So people have all these agendas and hidden sinister the motives. All this, yeah, must not be your primary objective. Wali diniha, marry her for her deen, her piety, her correct beliefs, her character, dedication, devotion to Islam. Fasfar bidhati deen, give preference to the deen of Islam, then you'll be successful. You gave preference to anything else and you relegated the deen, taribat yadak, then you put your hands in the sand, you will be unsuccessful. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif and so forth. That's for the men. For you, for the lady, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا خَتَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْأَلْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيثٌ. When someone comes to propose to your daughter, granddaughter, niece, then see and check out the belief system. It's not a Shia and Qadiani and non-Muslims, and he's got a good deen and background and good character and manners. For so with you, the daughter, the girl's family, get her married to him. For illam taf'al, if you don't do so, takun fitnatun fil ardi wa fasadun arith, then there'll be mayhem, chaos on this earth. How many a Maulvi I know ran away with a girl and thereafter he got married to her? How many times we heard the Muslim girl ran away? Sometimes she got pregnant, they said try ball, and then the parents said, okay, we'll get you married. Why? Because they're not the same jat. They're not the same gam. They didn't come from Kolwatpur, Tabelpur, Surtipur, and all this nonsense. In Islam, this jat mentality and gam mentality got no place in Islam. Remember that. So it's all based on our own arrogance and pride and all these kind of things. So to say that now, how can I give my daughter and she'll go to Cape Town, P.E., Kimberley, holy, the holy city. You know, there's a big hole there of diamonds, H-O-L-E, not O-H-L-Y, or Durban or Port Shepstone, and you in Johannesburg, Pretoria, and so forth. So that is not a valid excuse. Overseas, you can still say, is a valid excuse.
Mufti Saab, how does a sane and healthy person who struggles to read Salah on time?
You must impose a fine upon yourself that how you know that I have a plane to catch today. We're traveling tomorrow, inshallah, to Durban. But I'm just giving example today if you have to go and catch the plane. So how much arrangements you will make? You know the plane is not going to wait for you. And then you want to change the ticket. Sometimes they charge you penalties and so forth. So the importance is embedded in the inner recesses of your heart. So therefore you make the arrangement. But the salat, the importance is not there embedded in the heart. I go, don't go, is all flexible and so forth, the person thinks. Then death comes, then he's dispatched to Jahannam. Now he wonders what happens. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? What will he or she say? They will say, qalu lam naku minal musalli. First thing they will say, we never perform salat. See that? So therefore we need to understand the Surah 74, Surah Muddathir, and verses 42, 43, 44, everlasting doom and gloom when people reject the importance of salat and so forth and so on. So therefore it is in our own interest, more salat you read, the bond and the link and connection and nexus with all Almighty Allah will be enhanced, and then you will see the barakah and blessing. Chapter number 29, verse number 45, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that verily when a person performs salat thoroughly, properly, then it will prevent you from fahsha, all obscenity, indecencies, movies and pornography and gambling and all these haram things, and alcohol and drugs, will munkar, all forms of injustice. The beginning of the 21st Jews, 21st Supara, chapter number 29, verse 45. So much benefit. Why is salat called salat? As-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, connection, nexus between slave, servant, and Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, and the servant.
Any advice on kissing the thumbs and rubbing on the eyes when hearing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam's name?
Remember that I do that after Fard Salat, you understood? I read Surah 50, Surah Qaf, and verse 22, فَكَشَفْنَا أَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. From a very young age, before I became baligh, I think, you understood, or just when I became baligh and mature, we started wearing spectacles and so forth and so on. So now Allah protect, preserve our vision, our sight and so forth. So you read chapter 50, verse 22. It's not sunnat, but it will be permissible that you do so and so on. Now when you hear the Nami Isme Grami of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, so adhan and so forth, and then you then kiss your thumbs and so forth and that. Is it permissible or not? There is a hadith in Maqasid Hasana, and remember, attributed to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and remember that it is a very, very weak hadith by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah. So it's not a sunnah, that's for sure. But Mufti Kifayatullah and them wrote, if a person does it with the intention of ilaj for his eyes and so forth, then gunjaish there is. So we must, if you're doing it and doing it with the intention for shifa of the eyes, like how we read ya nuru, permissible. But if a person considers it compulsory or a sunnah, then it becomes a bid'ah and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, in the akhirat, does the person in Jannah or Jahannam remember his life in this world? Also, will they remember any pain suffered prior to death?
If a person enters Jannah then all the worry, sorry, and that is gone, finished. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ So Almighty Allah will remove all the worry, sorry, all the malice, rancor, hatred, musibat, all that will be removed. That is enshrined in the noble Quran. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, me, Sayyidina Ali, Haydar Qarrar, Fatih Khaybar radiallahu anhu warda, and Talha and Zubair, because they fought the war. One side was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, on the other side was Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha, Talha, Zubair, and so forth in the battle of Jamal. So he said, this verse is for us also, because when war takes place, sometime, you know, it can lead to certain ill feeling or whatever. So remember that. But these are Sahaba. Allah Jalla wa'ala forgave them, even if they committed mistakes and sins. And then Allah gave great tidings and said, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ And we remove all the ghil. Ghil will mean kudurat jo dil mein hai. Go open, that is misunderstanding and ill feeling. Surah 7, chapter 7, and that is Suratul Araf in verse number 43. So that is for people of Jannah. Yes, for people of Jahannam, they'll remember all their kufr and shirk and blasphemy and so forth. And then they will blame themselves and curse one another. La'anat ukhtaha. So then Satan, Lucifer also will tell them, Fala talumuni walumu anfusakum. Don't blame me, you blame yourself for your folly and your destination, which is Jahannam and the hellfire. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.